welcome to another episode of my podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. I pray and hope that wherever you are, that you're doing well, in Jesus' name. So last week, I did an episode called Music, Worship, and You. And I want to continue on that topic. Because music is a powerful thing. Music is a spiritual thing. First and foremost, it's spiritual. Music has the ability to affect our emotions. It can bring them up and it can bring them down. Amen. And the most important things that we should listen to alongside biblically sound music is the preaching and teaching of the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by His Word. So that means more than just listening to the Word, but hearing the Word and then acting on what we have heard. Because the Word of God says that we must be doers of the Word and not only hearers of the Word. James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. So through our ears, as well as our eyes, we receive the words of God, and then we do what His words are telling us to do. Amen. Because we love Him, and we want to please Him. So music is a powerful thing, and we must be careful of what we listen to. Music is so powerful that it can compel an evil spirit to depart. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 23 says this, "And it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul, that David took an harp and played with his hands. So Saul was refreshed, he was relieved, and was well. And the evil spirit departed from him." So music is so powerful that it can compel a spirit to leave. But on the flip side of that coin, music is so powerful that it can summon an evil spirit. It can induce an evil spirit to be summoned. And later, maybe in part 3, I'll discuss how Satan was involved in music before his fall. But for now, I want to focus on 3 classifications of music that we need to be aware. We need to be careful. And the first is godly music. Music that glorifies Jesus Christ is godly music. That kind of music draws us closer to Him in our walk with Him, in our relationship with Him, in our journey with Him. It draws us closer to Him in prayer and in reading His Word. Now, some Christian music is not really Christian at all. I mean, the words may sound Christian, but, you know, the music, I don't know. It's iffy, right? So we need to be spirit-led and very careful when listening to, you know, quote, Christian music. I mean, in my opinion, now this is not true for all Christian bands, but I think in my opinion, there are some Christian bands that couldn't make it in the secular world. So then they use the avenue of Christian music. So we need to be careful, even when it's Christian music. Because godly music that glorifies Jesus Christ is uplifting and powerful. Right? It should reflect Jesus Christ in us, through us. So, and if it doesn't, even though the words may be, quote, Christian, well, it probably fails to align with the Word of God. So, second classification of music is ungodly music. Now, this music glorifies sin. It glorifies rebellion toward authority, violence toward women, men, humanity. ungodly music is something that we should not listen to. We should avoid it at all costs. Music that glorifies the occult and witchcraft and sexuality. We need to avoid that kind of music. Period. I thank God that He delivered me from heavy metal, thrash metal, progressive metal music, hard rock music, you know, even some rap music. I thank God that He delivered me, because that kind of music, man, it'll mess with your mind and it will affect your spirit and it will affect your walk with God. Trust me, it will. It will. And the third classification of music is that we might consider neutral music. And neutral music is like instrumental music, like a movie soundtrack or a solo project by some various artist. And we need to be prayerful and spirit-led about that kind of music, because, you know, it may not be a problem for some individuals, but it could be a problem for others. But overall, we need to be prayerful about this kind of music, you know, because, you know, not all instrumental music is bad. I love jazz music. Oh, man, I can sit and listen to jazz music, you know, and drink a cup of hot tea. I love jazz music. It's fantastic. I love it. But, you know, I mean, that music could be, you know, sinful to others. So the third classification of music is the neutral kind of music. So we need to be prayerful about this kind of music because it's important. You know, I looked up a John Hopkins research article, and there are 10 parts of our brain that are activated by just listening to music. 10 parts of our brain. And I've always thought, you know, that it was just, you know, like a part of our brain, you know, just like the front or whatever, but it's the entire brain. Our brain is affected by music. That's amazing. You know, God, you know, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, God designed man and created him in his own image. So when he created man, he placed within him the heart or the desire to worship. And music activates both our brain and emotions. And it sets the stage for our worship. Amen. So here are the 10 parts of our brain that are activated by just listening to music. Some of these words I can't pronounce, so I may just spell it for you. So here's the first one. Here's the first part of our brain that's affected by music. It's called the corpus callosum. And this connects the left part of our brain with the right part of our brain. The second is called the motor cortex. And that involves like tapping our foot or dancing. The third is called the prefrontal cortex. This is where our expectations are created. And this part is also linked to fulfillment. The fourth part is called the nucleus accumbens. This involves emotional reaction to music. The fifth part, I can't say this word, so I'm going to spell it. It's spelled A-M-Y-G-D-A-L-A. That part involves emotional reaction to music as well. The sixth is called the sensory cortex. That is tactile feedback connected to playing an instrument or dancing. Seventh is auditory cortex, perception and analysis with the processing of musical chords. Eighth part, hippocampus, musical memories, experiences, and context memory. The ninth is called the visual cortex. This involves reading music and observing the source of music. And the tenth part is the cerebellum. And this connects emotions and movement. So 10 parts of our brain is affected by just listening to music. That's powerful. Wow. So according to this John Hopkins article, it says this, quote, music is structural, mathematical, and architectural. It's based on relationship between one note and the next. You may not be aware of it, but your brain has a lot of computing to make sense of it, close quote. Wow. In other words, the effect of music produces, it's not just confined to one part of our brain. The effect that music has on us affects our entire brain. All 10 parts. Music stimulates just about every region of our brain while regulating hormones like dopamine and neurotransmitters. That's powerful. In my opinion, that's powerful. So the whole point is that God formed our brain as the ultimate creation to worship Him, to have a relationship with Him, to communicate with Him. I mean, we all worship something, right? All people worship. But the real question is, who and what do we worship? You know, I mean, heartfelt worship involves so much more than just our thoughts. It affects and alters our emotions, or our heart, our soul, our spirit, right? Man, that's powerful. So if music is going to be your choice of therapy for your mind, make sure that your musical choice is filled with beautiful, anointed lyrics of praise and worship and honor and glory unto our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And in the midst of your worship and praise, your faith will strengthen. If this music is godly and wholesome and anointed, it's going to strengthen your walk with God. It's going to strengthen your relationship with God. It's going to strengthen your mind and your spirit. Amen. I believe that. I believe that with all of my heart. So I just want to leave that little nugget of truth, I guess. So in the next episode, I want to talk about the genesis of music and how it came to be. So I'm signing off now. I'll talk to you soon. Oh, I have a shout out, by the way. My daughter, number 3, created this soundtrack, and I thought it was great. So, daughter number 3, I love you. Thank you so much for creating this soundtrack, because your daddy likes jazz music. So she did a great job. So thank you. Daughter number 3, I love you. Okay, folks, I'll talk to you next time. Be blessed and stay healthy.